Today, I want to deliver to you a very important message. My message comes from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. This message is entitled, The Road to Damascus, Turning Your Enemies into Your Greatest Champion. In the Bible, in the book of Acts, in the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 20, it is written, And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told to thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arising, going to the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Ananias, Lord, I have heard of many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And hereby he hath authority from the chief priests to bind that all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go away, for he is of chosen to me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. This is the story of how Gibber became Paul and had his sight restored, was baptized, and would later become the greatest of all of Jesus' proponents and disciples. Saul was on his way to capture some Christians and had been given a letter from the high priest that essentially gave him permission to travel to Damascus and detain Christians, so that he might bring them back and have them put to death. A funny thing happened to him on the way. He encountered Jesus and was asked why he was persecuting him. Talking with Saul, he had a change of heart and became blind. Jesus sent Ananias to restore Paul's sight. When Ananias do so and touched Saul so that it would be so, his eyesight was restored. Saul was renamed Paul and became Christ's biggest proponent.